Then Tryphaena reached into a wooden crate and dug through the straw to uncover hundreds of tiny alabaster jars. She uncorked one. Instantly, there was the wonderful scent of almond oil. How I love to rub it into my skin after a bath. She sniffed it, frowned, then opened other jars. There was coconut oil, fine perfumes, and the balm of Gilead itself, a most prized item. The last chest to be opened was full of jewels and necklaces. I saw a rope of pearls that was so exquisite I could not help myself. As I started to clasp it around my neck, Tryphaena grabbed a dagger from inside her dress and placed it against my throat. I felt the sharp edge scrape my skin. Slowly, I handed the pearls to my sister and backed out of the room. 8 Januarius, just before sunset. 5 days have passed since Father disappeared. The snake that killed his slave Mento is still loose in the palace. Its moist trail was seen last night near the bath. Servants are looking everywhere, but it hides itself well. I am careful where I step and where I sit. This morning, Arrow and I were in one of the small